Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart.
And again, we have an extraordinary show for you today. You remember this guy. You know, he won that show a long time ago, So You Think You Can Dance. In the meantime, he has now got a new gig. He is the co-executive producer of The Ellen DeGeneres Show. As well as the guy who really keeps the show moving and has done that for, good Lord, it's been 7 years already. Maybe eight. I don't know.
Absolutely.
You know who I'm talking about. It's Twitch, the boss.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's so good to be here.
Oh, it's so good to have you. Boy, do we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Absolutely.
Because one of the initiatives that you have is a dance kind of competition, but you're doing it for a cause, and that cause is sickle cell anemia, something that we know a lot about, not as much as we should.
Right, exactly.
Been affected by it. I mean, every Black person I know has got somebody in their family who's had it. And then we've got the doctor who you're working with out of Detroit. You know, we used to call Detroit Detroit back in the day. But that's where I was from.
Detroit.
Dr. Zadie, otherwise known as Dr. Z, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. Thank you so much for having me on. I love talking about sickle cell disease. It's my 9 to 5, but it's also my 5 to 9.
I got you.
Right.
You got to kind of live. Well, first of all, I want to really get into the whole sickle cell thing, but Twitch, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You know, I mean, honestly, you may be the only brother in daytime television that's an executive producer. Steve Harvey has done that over the years. But other than Steve Harvey, you're certainly the second one, and now you may be the only.
Right. And you know, given the times that we're in right now, it's funny that we have to have that conversation, right? Because with as much influence and as much culture that we bring to the world, you would think that would not be the case, right?
Okay.
But I will say this though, is that I'm really happy that the show, you know, given our history and our relationship, it's just continued to grow and continue to evolve. And I'm really honored to be in that position now, because you know, it's one thing to be, you know, dancing on one side of the camera and you know, be there to help with all the games and stuff like that, but then to get the whole 360 degree view and see how a lot of the ins and outs work, and being able to pull in you know, different guests that can bring different perspectives and so much value to what I think that is very important during daytime, right? A lot of real life issues and things that we need to know about, you know?
Exactly.
It's really great. It's really great to be there. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know, I've got to say that watching you over the last few years, because I actually, I was, you know, 100 years ago, I was actually an executive at Disney when Ellen got her first really big opportunity from Dean Valentine and a group of folks over there. Yeah. So, you know, we go back, and I've always loved her. I've always found her to be a really good person. Let me just put it
absolutely
that way. It's not easy doing what she does. I know there'd been a lot of controversy about the show, things that had happened that she really wasn't being accused of at all. But through all of that, first of all, did you ever notice any of that? And second of all, it always seemed to me like you had a lot of influence on what was going on in that show anyway, before this new job. Two questions.
No, that I did not, you know, obviously my relationship and my ins and outs of the day was very different as talent, you know, coming in. So that's why I also want to be very careful not to, you know, speak to try to put what my experience was on anybody else's at all, because, you know, everybody
right.
deserves to definitely be heard. So no, I didn't, you know, personally, I'm gonna try to, you know, that I had a very different experience. The second question
is, you always seem to have a lot of influence on Ellen and what was happening anyway before you got the new executive producer game. That was my impression.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would say this though, as far as influence, I'm not sure, but I will say this: we do have a genuine friendship, and I think that also, you know, comes across on screen, because when we're there, she and I are genuinely having fun together. You know, whether we're playing a new game, whether we're enjoying a new song that we're dancing to, you know, it's actually a genuine joy that's happening between us. So if that's palpable, then that's fantastic. You
know? That's probably what happened. So yeah. Let's bring Dr. Z in, because one of the initiatives that you are working on right now is sickle cell, and you're using your gift of dance, which we really have to talk about the backstory on that, but your gift of dance right now and spreading it around the world with kind of a little competition, I guess. We can all upload our dance videos, but why sickle right. cell? And why did you connect with Dr. Z?
Well, I'll say this too, and then Dr. Z, I'll say this too. Like, we can kind of, you know, it's funny because I know that he was just saying, you know, it's the 9 to 5 and then the 5 to 9. And so we can kind of ping pong this conversation, as I know sure. that you're very passionate about some things too, then we can kind of just go back and forth. But for me specifically, the Do You Dance Challenge, it's very special because obviously, you know, those that live with sickle cell disease, it's a very difficult disease and very challenging on the body. So to give something that is as celebratory as dance, right? Like I've never seen anyone be sad while dancing, you know what I mean? Unless they were trying to evoke that emotion, but I'm saying in celebratory fashion. And there's a therapeutic nature to that. So when I was creating the Do You Dance Challenge, I wanted to create something that could help people celebrate their strengths and their resilience, because that, and Dr. Z, I mean, you can speak to this too. Strength, hope, and resilience and positivity and light is something that I'm sure a lot of people that have been diagnosed that live with sickle cell disease, that they have to hang on to for some days, you know, that it's very challenging days. So to give something like the gift of dance, and that's also why it's called Do You, because I did create a routine, but the most important part is that you get up and do it, right? Is that you get up and you try it. You don't have to be a professional dancer. You don't have to get the dance perfect. It's just the fact that you're getting up and doing is a win in itself, right? And then the song happens to be dope and you know, and it's fun, you know? So it's another way to just kind of connect with that positivity. What do you think about that, Dr. Z?
Yeah, Dr. Z.
Twitch, first of all, thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing. Look, I can't stop smiling. And the reason for that is because we've been waiting for a champion like you, man, to come along. Thank you for picking up sickle cell disease and riding with us on this, because let me tell you something. Right now in 2020, America is in a really weird place. Yep. This cage of racism that we're stuck in, there's no better example of it than sickle cell disease. Mm. Right? In this country, we have a problem with delivering healthcare to people of color, period. Mm. Right? And the biggest example of that is sickle cell disease. There are 100,000 individuals with sickle cell disease in this country. That's more than cystic fibrosis and hemophilia combined. But people don't know about sickle cell disease. People don't know that 1 in 365 African-American individuals are born with sickle cell disease, that 1 in 13 African-American or Black individuals are born with the trait. People don't know their trait status. Mm. We are in an unprecedented time where right now, thanks to people like Twitch, we have a little bit of a spotlight on sickle cell disease and sickle cell disease patients. And I want to talk a little bit about what sickle cell disease is, if that's okay with
right.
you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was my next question. Just please explain to people what this is.
Yeah. So the red blood cell is crucial to the human body, right? Think about Twitch. As people are dancing, they need oxygen delivered to their tissues, right? And the red blood cell is the vehicle that carries oxygen to their tissue. And the way it does that is so dependent on its shape. That disc shape of the red blood cell is so important to its function. In sickle cell disease, it's that spirit of shape that's stolen from the sickle cell. It turns into a half crescent, into a crescent moon shape that is sticky, that's sharp, that can't get through the blood vessels. But I want to be really clear in that often we talk about red blood cells, but it's really a bigger disease than that. It's a disease where other cells are also involved. things like white blood cells that get sticky, that get stuck to blood vessels. And what you're developing is this traffic jam inside of blood vessels that's stopping the delivery of oxygen into tissues that need them. That's causing pain. That's causing such intense, unrelenting pain. Sickle cell disease is responsible for 200,000 emergency room visits. In a healthcare system, to be clear, that's not equipped to take care of people of color in an efficient or appropriate way. So, Twitch, once again, man, thank you for shedding light on this, for using your platform to talk about this. This is needed.
Doctor, let me ask you, not to interrupt you, but why is it that, I mean, is it something just genetic, the reason that this affects African Americans the way it does? I mean, because it affects other groups of people. But why is it that it affects African Americans so disproportionately?
Yeah, so the way that sickle cell disease comes about is essentially individuals who come originally from places where malaria exists are people who suffer from sickle cell disease. Because when you have the sickle cell gene, you're less likely to have severe forms of malaria. So you're exactly right. The African-American population, the Black community, the Middle Eastern community, the Hispanic community, the Indian community, all struggle with sickle cell disease. In the United States, of course, it's predominantly the African-American Black community and the Hispanic Latino community that struggle with this disease.
Wow. Interesting. So going back to movement, I know that I have, there's been a member in my family for a long time who happens to actually live in Detroit, who's had sickle cell all of her life. And it has caused her an unsurmountable amount of problems, but she still keeps going, as many people do, because I guess, you know, it goes into remission or whatever you can get it to do. But back to dancing and moving, why is that so important? And excuse me, because I just got something caught in my throat.
Twitch, do you mind if I intro that question for you a little
please.
Bit?
Please, yeah.
So one thing I like to say about sickle cell disease, it's a biopsychosocial disease. It affects every component of the human body and the human spirit. And when you are going through pain and these episodes of pain that are unpredictable, and can happen at any moment in your life, you have to learn how to cope and deal with pain, number one. Number two is this concept that Twitch introduced of holding on to hope is so important in a disease state where, as a person of color, often you're not believed that you're in severe pain. So that hope and that distraction is so crucial to keeping the spirits high while you're fighting biologically what's happening inside your blood vessels.
So Twitch, going back to the dance thing. Now, I did go onto the, which we're going to tell everybody where they can find this. Mm-hmm. And you can click on and you hear the music. The song is pretty awesome.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And then what is it? We upload our video of us dancing kind of like TikTok. Is that what you got to do?
Yeah, you can upload it to any of the social channels. I mean, preferably TikTok or Instagram, just because they have that video component, and you use the hashtag do you challenge, and you spell just with the you, not like while you, but do you.
Right.
Challenge. Yeah. And you can find all that on doyoudancechallenge.com.
Right. Now, so what do you want? What is the outcome of all of this? People come on, they can upload their video of dancing. I'm going to do it myself, just so you know. Yeah, I haven't had shoes on in like 7 months, but let's hope with the high heels still work. Dance night.
Hey.
So what do you want to happen with all of this? You want people to upload this to dance, and are we raising money? What are we doing here?
Well, the most important thing is that we're raising awareness, right? The most important thing is that we're raising awareness and kind of not just starting a conversation, but continuing a conversation, right? Because as Dr. Z was saying too, that hope, it goes a long way. And then when you pair hope with caring and also curious and curiosity, just going back just personally on my story, I remember the first time that I heard about sickle cell was when I was in fifth grade, right? And one of my classmates was telling us about them and And, you know, I didn't understand what that was. And lo and behold, as life went on, that is when I found out that it disproportionately affects our community, because then the cases that I was hearing about just kind of kept popping up left and right. And it was just something that was really ever present. So this moment is actually very full circle for me, right? It's because I've been aware of it, but you know, what they're doing, what Novartis is doing, and you know, what various organizations are doing, have given us an opportunity to, or at least me, opportunity to get back into the conversation and actually do something meaningful, you know, because I was aware of it. So the moment that I heard about this, I was like, absolutely, I would love to. So what we're hoping is to raise awareness, but I think sometimes awareness it can be a little dangerous, I think, to just use awareness as a word. And I say that because awareness isn't the only step, right? And I feel like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, especially in the age of information, right? We get so much, we're aware of so much during the days, right? Our awareness is raised to so much, but then the next day, the next headline might catch us, and then we we're on to the next thing. So awareness is the first step, right? So, you know, there are various programs and organizations and so many people that are on the ground doing incredible things and incredible work to be involved in, right? So my hope with this is obviously to get people dancing and to celebrate the strength and resilience, but also to get into that conversation to how you can get involved, like get involved past this, you know, like in a very real way, you know.
Dr. Zaidi, isn't there, and this is probably what you're involved in, there are race-specific drugs. I know sickle cell is one that we have been looking at. Certainly back in my Boston days, my husband developed a lab that they were looking at drugs for, specifically for sickle cell, and they came up with stuff for, like the Bidil for the heart disease, heart failure in Black people. There's always been resistance toward any race-specific drug, but sometimes that's what's needed. So is that what we're looking at here? For sickle cell?
Yeah, thank you for that, Ms. Hart. So you're right, you're exactly right. We've struggled with generating new drugs, new therapies for this specific disease. And there's no other way to cut it except for the fact that this affects people of color. And we have a problem pushing that. We're so happy to have a little bit of a spotlight and a little bit of a rush of new therapies that have come into this space after two decades of us not having anything. One of those drugs, as Twitch mentioned, one of those manufacturers is Novartis, that have a new drug that I'd like to talk about with you if I can do so.
Yeah, go ahead. That's why I asked that question.
Sure. So one of these new drugs is called Adakveo. And Adakveo is the first and only FDA-approved once monthly medication that reduces the number of pain crises in sickle cell disease patients. Now, remember, earlier I told you there's almost 200,000 ER visits for pain in this terrible, debilitating disease. This is a prescription medication that's approved to help reduce how often these episodes or crises happen in individuals with sickle cell disease who are 16 years of age and older. It's an IV medication, which means it goes in through your vein, and you get it to prevent pain from happening. So it's not necessarily for when you're in pain, it's actually to stop pain from happening. And you get the medication at the first dose, 2 weeks later, and then once a month. The drug was shown to reduce pain by about 45% in individuals who were studied in the clinical trial. But one thing we should talk about is even though it has this fantastic effect on pain, every medication that has an effect also has a side effect. So we should discuss those briefly so that people who are listening out there get a better sense of it. Adakveo is known to cause serious side effects, rarely but possible, which include infusion reactions that can occur within 24 hours of getting the infusion. The most common side effects, though, that were found in the study were nausea, joint pain, back pain, and fever. Of course, these are not all the potential side effects, and to find all of the potential side effects, people should go to www.adakveo.com. And really, you should have conversations with your physician about how to, if Adakveo is right for you, if sickle cell patients should be on this drug. That's really what I wanted to talk about today with you guys.
Right. Well, that sounds like at least, again, there's hope. Because the main thing is that, you know, it's the 21st century. We're into the 21st century. And I know that there are, you know, medicine has gone so far. And I know that there are the ability, let me put it that way. There is the ability to find the drug to wipe out pretty much everything, even coronavirus. And I'm so sure the scientists are going to get to that when it's time to get to that, when once they've done all of the clinical trials. You're 20 years ahead of that particular vaccine on this one, looking at sickle cell. So that's the good news, that there is something out there that people can possibly take to help with the pain, if nothing else. So that's really good news. I want to get back to Twitch for a minute because I think that people don't really know your backstory. Coming out of Alabama, you're from Alabama, and growing up there at a time when I am so sure it was really not cool for a black guy to be a dancer.
Yeah, I mean, it was not at all. Let's say black guy or just a guy in general, to be quite honest. You know, it was both of those applied, you know. But it's also funny how things pan out though too, especially when I got involved with something that I was passionate about, because lo and behold, the world kind of shifted and shaped and created a space where I think I fit in perfectly, right? You know, that before there was, I'm going to date myself a little bit here, but this was before YouTube, you know, this was before Instagram and all that stuff like that. It was even before So You Think You Can Dance, you know, before right. dance shows and you know, exactly. stuff like that. So as I was doing this, it was really just because I love to dance. I really do, you know. And, you know, I tried all of the things that a lot of my peers in Alabama were either doing or obsessed with, which was sports, you know. And but it always came back around to the arts for me, and dance specifically, you know. And once I found that, it created the snowball effect. You know, I was involved in the theater camp. I auditioned for the musical The Wiz. I got cast as a dancer. That opened my mind up to the world of dance studios, dance classes, and dance as a career. You know, there were people in New York that were doing this thing called Broadway. Like, you know, it's just like, and then these commercials that I'm seeing on television, these music videos I'm seeing, these performances at these at the award shows. Oh, those aren't just the artist's friends, and they just got together and made up a dance routine. You know, those are actual professional dancers, and there's a choreographer that put all this stuff together. It just opened my mind up to so much, and that led me to university, which eventually led me out here to California. And yeah, long story short, the rest is history.
The rest is history, as they say. And we're sure loving that history, you know. And just the sense, your musicality, and the sense of the beat, you know, the beat.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always very important in any musical thing. So we truly appreciate you. Now, how long, the campaign starts really today. How long do we have to upload our videos for this little dance?
You know what? I'm gonna say upload it as soon as you possibly can. Honestly, as soon as you can. And to be quite honest, I'm sorry, this is probably not a great interview, but I don't know when the campaign ends. If there's somebody from Novartis or that might be able to answer that. But I'm sorry,
That's okay. I know it starts now. And okay. We'll just kind of keep it going until somebody says stop. I guess that's
absolutely
that's the way I approach things in life.
Exactly.
You know, keep going.
Yeah.
And when they say stop, you keep going anyway.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Because you never know what you're going to find.
That's it. That's the story
of
our lives.
Well, guys, thank you so much. I know mine too. Thank you so much. We're going to send this to you. And we, of course, want you to share this with your social media. You got a big social media following over there, Twitch.
Of course. That's what it's about. Hey, the spreading information, man. Spreading the light. Yeah, exactly. That's what it's about.
Yeah, spread the word. And Dr. Z, thank you so much for your compassion and your expertise in this area where, good Lord, anytime we can make somebody feel better about themselves and about just what they're doing every day, and, you know, just the ability to get up every morning and say, I can make it through the day, that's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely, Miss Hart. You really nailed that. This sickle cell disease, if I can just one more thing, is it's a back of the bus disease. And patients with sickle cell disease do not get treated fairly in hospitals, anywhere really. So this type of awareness that you guys are generating, Twitch, the kind of stuff that you're doing for this community means everything to us. Thank you to AURN and Twitch. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you for fighting with us.
We keep fighting, honey. We've been fighting for a long time. Go ahead, Twitch.
No, I was just saying, of course, and I honestly, I feel like, you know, it's the least that I could do, to be quite honest, because I know the work that you're doing is very important, and even Ms. Hart, the work that you're doing to, like, spread the information, you know, it's all important. It works hand in hand. But like I said, I just really hope that with all of this awareness, we keep going with it. The awareness turns into a conversation, which turns into action. And we keep it going there, and then this time next year we're having a conversation in progression, right? Talking about what we did at this time and where we are now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It will get better. We will survive this, and it will get better. And we will all be watching you on the Ellen Show. Because it's a lot of fun. It just really is. Give absolutely. Ellen my best. Tell her I said hello. I'm coming over there to see her whenever this is over.
Okay, cool. All right. Sounds good.
Hollywood Live Extra, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.